The Giants scored twice in the top of the ninth, pull out a 4-3 win over the Brewers, taking 2 of 3 in that series. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Caleb Durbin homered in the loss, while Trevor McGill was charged with his third loss in relief. Brewers lead on the Cubs down to 5 games after Chicago swept the Angels. Brewers and their fans celebrated the life of the late Bob Uecker at AmFam Field on Sunday. Former Brewer Willie Adames says it was great to be a part of it.
I don't even know, like, if there's a right word to describe him other than just, like, happiness. You know, he was the energy of the clubhouse. He was the spirit, like everything.
Manager Pat Murphy says it's too bad they lost on this special day.
God, I wish we could have got that for you, huh? What a great crowd, and is this such great turnout to honor such an incredible man, and then just a great event. And I didn't think there's any way that the baseball gods would bestow this on us.
Packers looking to trim their roster to 53 by tomorrow afternoon's deadline, but they added an offensive lineman yesterday. Concerned about depth at the position, they sent a 2027 sixth-round pick to the Eagles for Darian Kennard. He appeared in 2 games for Philly last season with a start. Packers closed the preseason with a 20-7 win over the Seahawks on Saturday. Defensive lineman Brenton Cox on the defense going into the season.
I feel like we're hungry. We got a lot of guys that want to prove themselves again. And we got a lot of guys who just, like me, you know, end of the roster guys are just trying to show the team that we can do it. Yeah, I feel like we're hungry. I feel like we're in a good place.
Football Badgers getting ready to open their season this week. They'll host Miami of Ohio at Camp Randall on Thursday. Tommy Fleetwood celebrating his first career tour win after capturing the tour championship in Atlanta. He finished at 18 under par, 3 shots better than Patrick Cantlay and Russell Henley. Christian Rasmussen, the winner at the Milwaukee Mile yesterday. Today, winning the snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250. He passed Alex Palou with 16 laps to go to cruise to victory. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.